And I told you we were going to have a special guest in studio. It's another one of our Spotlight on Youth. And today we get to spotlight a fantastic youth from Georgetown Elementary School. His name is Duke Smith. Good morning, Duke.
Morning.
Tell us, first of all, who your parents are.
My parents are Cole Smith and Lynette Smith.
Cole and Lynette Smith. Okay. And what grade are you in?
Fifth grade.
Fifth grade. You get to go to the middle school next year. How do you feel about that?
Good.
How do your parents feel about that?
Don't know.
Don't care, do you? Because you're going anyway. All right. Okay, Cole. So we're told that you are being spotlighted today for academic excellence,
yes.
Which means you're a super good student. Get good grades?
Yes.
Yes. What is your favorite subject?
History.
History.
US history.
Now that is a new one. Most of the elementary kids and even the middle school kids that I've talked to have said either reading or writing. You're the first one that said history, which is really cool. Why do you like history?
Because I like to learn about what happened in the past.
Okay. Do you have a favorite subject in history, like a favorite time period or something that's happened that you really, really like? Or is it just all of it?
All of it.
All of it. All right. Well, my husband's a history teacher, so you just became his new favorite person, I'm pretty sure. I will tell him about you. All right. So tell us a little bit about some of your hobbies. What are things you like to do?
Rodeo, basketball, and football.
Very cool. And have you been playing in the Little League, the Parks and Rec things going on,
yes.
The football and basketball? And so you'll be anxious to get to middle school so you can start in the school sports, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of fun. What positions do you play?
Point guard, center, post, anything.
Wherever they need you. You're the all-around. Well, good for you. And do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
Professional rodeoer.
There you go. What is your favorite thing to do in rodeo?
Roping.
Do you team rope?
I team rope, breakaway, and ribbon rope.
Oh, good for you. So are you already participating in the junior rodeos and stuff around?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do that probably in the spring and the fall, all summer long. It's a year-round commitment to be a rodeoer, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it costs a lot of money, so you have to win so you can keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, good for you. Some of us are afraid of those big animals. And so I'm content to sit on the back row in the grandstands and watch. And I say the back row because sometimes those big broncs and bulls come right for the fence.
Yeah.
And even though I know they're probably not going to come through it, I'm scared of them. Is that silly? Yeah. All right. So talk to us a little bit. How big is your class out in Georgetown?
There's 10 counting me.
10 in the fifth grade. And do you combine classes out there? I don't know. I've not been out there for a long time.
We don't combine anything this year.
Okay, so fifth graders are on your own.
Off and on because there's quite a few bigger grades.
Gotcha. I've heard it's growing out there, which is a good thing. So you're getting all ready to go to middle school, excited to get to move from class to class?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good. All right, and how about the holidays? You excited for the holidays coming up?
Yeah, it would be fun.
I had a funny story on this morning of a little girl who had already turned in her Christmas wish list. Do you want to hear some of the things on her wish list?
Yeah.
She asked for an iPhone 11, AirPods, a MacBook Air. She also wanted a real bunny, clothes for her bunny, and shoes. And a Chanel purse and $4,000.
Yeet.
How does your list comparing to that one?
That's pretty funky.
I love that answer. It's pretty funky. Yeah. I think Santa Claus is going to be maybe not going to fill that whole list.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to think of other kids too, right? So what would be on your list?
Some new ties and pillow.
You're, see, that's what I love about where we live. We're down to earth kind of people. I just want a good pillow and some ties. I'm good to go, right?
Yep.
Good for you. All right. Well, academic excellence. Do you get straight A's?
Yes.
And is that something you're going to keep doing?
Yes.
Yes. And your dad's behind you saying, yes, good job. And did you know that you could go to college as a rodeoer?
Yeah.
Did you know you could get a scholarship?
My aunt went to college as a rodeoer.
Yeah. And there's a young man, and I'll bet you know him, Trey Smith from Georgetown. He is rodeoing in Texas on a scholarship right now and doing really, really well.
Yeah, he's doing pretty good.
So you could get your college education paid for while doing what you love, getting experience and getting some, getting noticed and seen out there in the world of rodeo, and you could make some good money. And academics, the reason I brought that up is because your academics will be a big part of that. You keep getting those straight A's, and you combine that with being a good rodeoer, and you can pretty much go wherever you want.
Yeah.
And do whatever you want in life, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good for you. Well, Duke, thank you for coming out today. And we give all of our Spotlight on Youth a free center theater ticket. So I know there's some good movies coming out in the next month. Are you a Star Wars fan?
Never really watched it?
Okay, that's okay. I was just going to say Star Wars comes out in December. Frozen 2, that's kind of more of a girly show, I know, but that's coming out this weekend.
Yeah.
And some other good stuff. So you can use that ticket. It's good till the end of December. And so grab a friend or maybe your dad and mom and go to the movie. And do you have brothers and sisters? I didn't ask you that.
I have three brothers, Coy, Cash, and Crew.
Nice. All boys. Yeah. A rodeo team. All of you together. All right. Well, thank you for coming out. You keep doing what you're doing. Keep getting good grades. Keep working hard in those sports. And you're in your rodeo, which is a sport also, because it takes a lot of physical strength to do that.
Well, thank you.
And, we'll look forward to watching you throughout the next couple of years and maybe get to talk to you again sometime.
Okay, see you.
Thank you.